Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. In Carolina's Department of Chemistry, Dr. Bo Lee is studying the chemistry and biology of natural products to address major challenges in infectious disease. Her lab uses novel approaches to unlock ways natural products can be developed to combat antibiotic resistance.
In her classroom and labs, Dr. Lee teaches her students exactly how to convert something very simple to very powerful.
I'm teaching it right now to my advanced biochemistry class, which are composed of junior and senior undergraduate students. We try to really teach them to understand the fundamental chemistry and then the tremendous application the chemistry can have. The majority of my undergraduate teaching in the classroom, although I also have undergraduates working, doing research in my lab. My lab, I have right now 9 graduate students, and they all work on different projects and different aspects of our achieving our goal to identify and develop new antibiotics. I've been interested in antibiotic research since my doctoral work. I was in graduate school between 2004 and 2009, and around that time, the antibiotic research were limiting to grind and find. We'd go out to the wild and just find bacteria. But now we have maps to look at what the bacteria's capabilities are before we even study them. So that's what I really took advantage of in my last project in my PhD lab. So I was studying these antimicrobial peptides. So these are really large molecules, and they have these ring structures that make them really resistant to degradation, meaning that they would be more stable in the human body, and they have these fabulous antimicrobial properties. And then interestingly, the antibiotics I found came from a really unexpected source. It's a marine cyanobacterium called Prochlorococcus. So these are bacteria that live in the ocean that are responsible for a large fraction of photosynthesis. They're producing oxygen in the ocean. So as it turned out, this bacterium has the ability to make 29 different of these peptides. So I was very excited about this work, and the experience really inspired a lot of our current work. There's a vast unknown of knowledge in nature. If we know where to look and how to look, we may find something really exciting and useful.
Dr. Lee explains why this basic research is so important to finding solutions to big problems.
I would just say that the first part of making any discovery is doing fundamental research to understand how antibiotics work, where they come from, and that's going to eventually lead to new drugs. We've been studying a molecule called holomycin. It's actually been known for over 60 years, and then different companies and academic groups have been trying to understand how this molecule works and why it's so effective. It's actually a broad-spectrum antibiotic. It can inhibit a lot of different bacteria that cause major diseases. I think we have a very strong and cohesive collaborative environment at Carolina. One of the very fruitful collaboration we've done is with our colleague Jeff Dangle, who is a biologist at UNC. Because we study infectious disease, and their lab is actually very interested in the infectious disease on crops. So we formed a collaboration to look at how we can help with crops by inhibiting the infectious disease for crops. So essentially what we did is that we, again, used the genome-guided approach that our lab specializes in to find a bacteria that secrete a new class of molecules. And then these molecules work by actually weaken the plant's immune response and promotes the bacterial ability to infect plants. Actually, we're using the same workflow to doing more research like this in pathogens that infect humans or other plants.
Dr. Lee says the slow but steady progress in the labs can be very emotional for her team.
The normal process is that discovery takes time. So quite often we have some clues of what's going on, but we can't quite put our finger to exactly what's going on. So I think in those moments tend to be really exciting, but also frustrating at the same time. But then my students and I work through that period, and then when we have the aha moment, everyone is really excited. We call some of the results pizza results. The result is so exciting, and we've been pursuing for so long, it's worth getting pizza to celebrate.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.